Be back here in Mankato. Great weather. Facility's been great. Yesterday was the first day of pads. It was great to finally see the guys get a chance to put on the pads and get a chance to evaluate them some and pads on the first day of press coverage, getting able to see some of the corners, get up there and press. So, you know, it's an exciting time right now, and we're excited about being here and being able to work in this atmosphere. I know we had a big crowd yesterday, and it's a very exciting atmosphere for us. I think yesterday you could tell he had a lot of recall from what he's done in the offseason, from what he had from last year. You know, we've been playing off this whole offseason, and the first couple of days, you know, we're not allowed to press. And then yesterday he kind of got up there a few times, as you could see. I mean, he's very good in and out of the break and those kind of things, but there's still a lot of things we got to clean up and work on. Just that. I mean, just the little windows that we're talking about as far as the covers, the press technique, playing off, getting in and out of the break, all those things. So we're just continuing to grow, continuing to work, continuing to evaluate. So we're excited where he's at right now. Look forward to the progression throughout the rest of camp.
If you had to assess all three units, how much confidence are you guys playing with?
I think our guys feel comfortable, a lot more comfortable now that we've been here going into our third season. So now they're not having to think quite as much, and they're able to line up and execute the fundamentals and techniques that we've been working, but it's still a work in progress. I mean, it's not like, you know, getting on a bike and just riding it every day. There's something we can always improve on, something we can always work towards, but we're excited where they are right now. I think they're excited where they are, and just got to keep working at it, keep grinding at it to get it to come together and do the best we can and be excellent every day.
What have you seen from Everson Griffin? Is he continuing to grow as a passer?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's really worked hard this offseason to improve his toolbox as far as his pass rushes and things that people are trying to do to him. I think he's got a good feel for where that is right now. And you know, he's added some more moves in there to his pass rush, realizing, you know, what he needs to do at certain times. And I tell you, he's one of the hardest workers. He's going to come out here every day to improve. He did it all offseason, and he got off to a good start so far in camp.
Eric Hendricks' progress since last year's training camp, and what specifically he needs to do to take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of been, you know, like last year was his first year and first time in the system, and you know, after going through the season, now he's almost like a calm, you know, he's calm because he's confident in what it is that he's doing. And that's been a blessing. His communication has been a lot better. He hasn't had to think quite as much, and he's been able to use the athleticism that he has, and he's been making plays in coverage. He's been doing a good job in the run game. So we're just, you know, looking forward to him continuing to improve and work on those things at the position.
The expectations for Danielle Hunter entering this?
Well, we're just continuing to look for him to improve, continue to add to his toolbox as far as his rush, continue to work on his run game. So, you know, he's a very diligent worker. I mean, he's one of those guys that he's going to come to work every single day. And that's what he's done. He really did a tremendous job this all season. You can see, you know, he works out phenomenally. He works out all the time. So now just getting him back into football and making sure he's working the fundamentals and the techniques and staying low in his rushes and coming out and knowing when to long arm and those types of deals. So we're still just working to continue to prove with him, but we're excited where he's at right now.
George, describe what it was like
Coach Verano is sort of a person, you're going to, what you see is what you get. I mean, he's going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or you not like it. Good man, good person. Really enjoyed my time working with him. Glad he's here on our staff now and looking forward to the opportunity to work with him throughout the course of the season.
Jordan, what is it about your guys' system or what you do on defense that's allowed Tom Johnson to be so successful here?
I think Tom came in and bought into what it was we were trying to teach, paid attention to the detail, understood, you know, what we're asking from a position standpoint, knowing, you know, what his abilities were, and he comes out here every day to get the most out of his abilities. I mean, he's a guy that's in there at three technique, probably not as big as some of the other three techniques that we have, but with his technique and with his fundamental understanding what people are trying to do to him, he's got a good grasp to go out there and be successful from snap to snap.
A lot of the guys, whenever you ask them what's an area they want to improve in from last season, it's two-minute defense.
Well, Coach Zimmer does an excellent job of, we work situational offense, defense, special teams every day. I mean, he covers something with that every single day. So from that aspect of it, 2 minute is a part of it. It's a part of it that we know that we need to improve on. So we'll have those sessions of 2 minute sessions throughout you know, our training camp. I think we're starting here in the next day or so. And then we'll also have it, you know, as we go throughout the preseason. But it's something that we realized last year could help benefit us not to give up points in those situations, not to give up field position in those situations that are critical times of the game.